like here on Catholic Church, but in 1980, it was 54%. Dave Hansen, right. What are your three keys to tonight's game?
Oh, Clark. Well, the first one's real easy. Is Harbor Beach's defense going to attend the game tonight at any point in case? Because we were here last week, and Ubley scored on every single possession.
That is correct.
Except for when they politely kneeled the football at the end of the game to take home the victory. So that's my first one. We're calling them out right now.
Okay.
Is Harbor Beach's defense out there, and can they please come to the field and play football? The second one, USA. Don't shoot yourselves in the foot. Harbor Beach has a prolific offense. They can throw the football, and they are tough to defend. So you cannot give Harbor Beach extra opportunities because the one thing they do very well is move the football and score. And last but not least for Harbor Beach, it's back to the defense. Can they force a couple turnovers, whether it be a reason of a punt or a fumble recovery?
Impressive. 2:24 before the game starts. Let's listen in to our national anthem presented by the Harbor Beach Marching Band. Nice rendition there from the Marching Pirates. Current conditions in Harbor Beach, Michigan are 46 degrees with cloudy skies. We've seen intermittent rain in our pregame so far, but they're still calling for just a 10% chance of rain this evening. Winds are out of the north at 12 miles per hour and gusting up to 16. Visibility at 10 miles. Barometric pressure is at 30.02 inches, but watch out, it's dropping. Still don't know what that means. And the dew point is at 36. Actually, I do.
But I was going to say, I think you do.
It sounds better. It feels like it's 41 degrees out. The humidity is at 66%. Sunset is at 6:37 tonight, about 24 minutes ago. And we're currently, Dave, in a waning gibbous moon phase.
Yes.
Your favorite.
My absolute favorite.
So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful night for football. USA won the toss, elected to defer to the second half, so they'll be kicking off with this game tonight. Mackenzie Trischler, your kicker for the USA Patriots, number 3. She's kicker and sometimes punter at 5'4", 120 pounds, senior. She was recruited from the soccer team, the girls' soccer team in the spring. Coach Tyler Langs discovered her during a study hall outside last spring and asked if she played volleyball. She said no and said, hey, let's play some football. Moving right to left across your radio will be the kickoff tonight on a beautiful night from the friendly confines of Harbor Beach, Michigan. It's an onside kick, and Harbor Beach jumps on it at their own 43-yard line. That would be Daniel Lanfear, first man on the spot for the Pirates in their all-black uniforms, white numbers, orange outline, and white helmets. USA in their all-white uniforms, beautiful jerseys this year, with red and blue stripes on top of the shoulders, blue numbers, white helmets with the P on the right side.
USA starts with an onside kick, basically. They do this quite often. Harbor Beach just jumps on it. No return at all, but excellent field position to start this game.
12 minutes are on the clock. Left to right across your radio are the Pirates coming out in the T formation at their own 43-yard line, working off the right hash. Kirsch hands it off right through the middle to number 5, James Schelke. He gets across the 45, out to the 48-yard line, brought down by Tanner Foley. After a 6-yard gain for the Pirates, we're moving.
After watching Harbor Beach play last week and throwing the football on what seemed like every down, they come out with a strong running game and a 3 or 4 yard gain to start this drive. Definitely going to be an advantage for them if they can mix in some quality runs to take some of the pressure off that offensive line and the right arm of Brady Kirsch.
We'll call it a second and long 4, still working off that right hash. T formation for the Pirates, something we haven't seen so far. It's a handoff this time to Daniel Lanfear. He's close to the first down marker, has it in fact, as he falls forward to the USA 45-yard line, brought down by Foley once again after a nice little, we'll call that a 12-yard gain.
It's a nice run there by Daniel Lanfear, an interesting start to this game. Coach Shelke, very, very creative when it comes to offense. We've seen the spread and now everything in between. Now back to the wing tee. It's very traditional offense. And Daniel Lanfear, the benefactor from that, he can run the football very, very well. But the carries haven't been there mostly because of the spread offense.
In fact, I can't do math. It was a 7-yard gain for Lanfear. First and 10 for the Pirates on the USA 45-yard line. No score. Harbor Beach on their first drive tonight. Brady Kirsch hands it off to his third option out of the backfield, and he gets nowhere fast as he's brought down at right at the original line of scrimmage, brought down by Max Slater, that defensive end, 5'9", 195, senior for the Patriots.
Yeah, Max Slater comes in and stops that run at the line of scrimmage. A delayed handoff out of that wing tee as they put the ball in the arms of Daniel Lanfear, take it back, and then the delayed runner is number 5, James Shelke, and he takes it up the middle and goes nowhere. The USA defensive line stands tall on first down.
Second and 10 for the Pirates from the USA 45-yard line. We've played just under 2 minutes on a slight slippery night on a strong north wind in Harbor Beach coming off that lake. T formation for Brady Kirsch. He's going to keep it for himself. Coming around the left end. Breaks free first tackle. He's across the 40. He has room to run. And finally brought down inside the USA 30-yard line. It is a beautiful 15-yard gain for Brady Kirsch. And moves the chains one more time for the Pirates. Brought down by Tanner Foley.
At Tanner Foley's third tackle on this drive. Now this time out of the wing tee. He fakes the handoff to Cole Anderson, the fullback, and then keeps it for himself. Brady Kirsch does around the left side. It gets a great block and springs him to the sideline for the biggest gain already for Harbor Beach on the night, and it's all come on the ground.
Tanner Foley with three tackles so far for the USA defense. 9:42 left in the first score. Still no score. Harbor Beach sticking to the T formation thus far. Working off the left hash, first and 10. It's a handoff. And it goes about maybe a yard, maybe 2 yards if they're lucky, according to the spot. James Shelke, your ball carrier, gets out for 2 yards. Brought down by Blake Ryerson for the Patriots.
Yeah, Blake Ryerson, he plays defensive end. He's 5'10", 185 pounds, and he's just a junior, Clark. So they'll have him back next year, but a nice stop again on first down, second and 9, coming up for Harbor Beach.
And we have a timeout called on the field with 9:21 left in the first quarter. 0-0 Harbor Beach against USA in week number 9 on the WLEW Sports Network.
Find your new Chevrolet truck and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring during the Red Hot Chevrolet Truck Month sale. Choose from the Thumb Area's largest selection of in-stock Chevrolet trucks and make a super deal. When the frigid snowy weather arrives, the family will love your brand new 2006 Chevrolet Suburban LT 4x4, as low as $493 a month with zero down. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit mooreshoreline.com.
Coming out of the timeout, Harbor Beach facing a 2nd and 8 from the USA 28-yard line. As Harbor Beach moving the ball via the ground so far and doing it quite effectively. T formation for Brady Kirsch and the Pirates. Hand off to his second man, number 32 for the Pirates. That would be Cole Anderson, the fullback. Brought down by Cooper Caulfield at the, that'd be the 27-yard line for a gain of a yard if they're lucky. 3rd and 7 coming up.
Yeah, keep in mind, Harbor Beach running the wing tee. You see James Shelke, he is the far left running back. Cole Anderson is in the middle, and on the right is your last running back for Harbor Beach, Daniel Lanfear. He is the dominant running back in the backfield, but you have to hand the ball off to other guys, and they have to be productive. Otherwise, they're going to start keying on Lanfear. So far, Brady Kirsch has been the only one that's been able to break free and get a decent gain on this drive.
8:35 left in the first quarter. Harbor Beach on their first drive of the night, still scoreless. It's a handoff to land. It actually, Brady Kirsch keeps it for himself, rolling to his right, looking to pass. Nothing there, and finally runs out of bounds. at the 25-yard line for a gain of two as a swarm of white jerseys around him. Leading the charge was number 45, Macklin Gettle.
Yeah, Macklin Gettle, Blake Ryerson, all leading the